This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the reasons the GOP has been so reluctant to share the details of its tax plan, secretive, you might often say, is that House and Senate Republicans knew that once even the slightest details of the thing were out, the rush would be on, the lobbying rush to protect this deduction or that, and the messaging rush to spin those details such as they are this way or that. Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains the power of framing an economic and political proposal as big as this one is.
On the White House's website, you can already find a neat 45-second video explaining just why Americans need tax reform. The text reads that tax reform is pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-American. Sound familiar?
You see us a lot of the same U.S. first and U.S. workers first type messaging that Donald Trump pushed during his presidential campaign.
Messaging that worked, says Rob Wheeler, a sociology professor at Stanford University. Because the tax code is so wonky, Republicans are also focused on keeping the framing simple, says Kathleen Jamison, a communications professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
A lot of people are going to hear that this is good for me. There are benefits here.
And she says the Democrats' message will sound more like this.
Tax breaks for the wealthy, no real tax reform that's meaningful, and balloon the deficit.
The parties will also choose different words to talk about the same thing, she says. When you look at the text of the plan, there is a line that says the death tax will be repealed, which impacts people with big inheritances. It's something the Democrats call an estate tax.
There's an instance in which very effective framing, death tax as opposed to estate tax, increases the likelihood that people say, right, you should get rid of that.
But Rob Wheeler says, according to his research, most people will trust the framing of their party. They're not going to be the ones to fact check all the claims.
It's going to be a handful of wonks and policy institutes.
As we get closer to a vote in Congress, you can expect all of the messages and responses to them to just get louder. I am Rima Kreis for Marketplace.